Support for this program provided by Girdwood, Alaska. Take a drive down the scenic highway past Beluga Point. Hike Bird Ridge and enjoy what Girdwood has to offer. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The South Dakota Native American Tourism Alliance is seeking to boost Native-operated tourism. Ariel Zients of South Dakota Public Broadcasting reports.
The Native in the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance doesn't just mean tourism about Indigenous people. It means tribes and tribal members participating and profiting from the industry. The group has a plan to support Native Americans interested in tourism and to improve marketing for attractions that already exist. Do Bad Warrior Ganji is a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and vice president of the Black Hills Powwow.
I think the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance is a potential revenue source for our tribes, and it's a way for our tribes to generate income, alleviate poverty, and help us to conserve our natural resources and culture.
The Tourism Alliance is identifying experiences along existing scenic routes. This will usher tourists through different tribal lands while encouraging collaboration and skill sharing among tribes. Gus Yellowhair and his daughter Tiana are Northern Cheyenne and Oglala Lakota. They own Tatanka Res Tours, which has been giving tours of the Pine Ridge Reservation and the Black Hills for 7 years.
The economic situation on the reservation is like almost 60 to 70% unemployment. And so we have big dreams and big ideas of being able to help the tribe with that portion of it by training young people in areas of tourism, in areas of art, possibly working, with the state or with the government on, opening up a facility on federal land. We're going to approach them with that. And I think it's only fair that we get a piece of the pie.
For National Native News, I'm Ariel Zients.
A group of high school students from the Lac du Flambeau Band has been staying busy this summer with a work program where they engage in their culture. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker has more.
It's pouring down rain in Lac du Flambeau, but the rain doesn't stop a group of about 6 high school students from gathering to carve traditional wooden flutes or shave strips of cedar wood into wild rice knockers. The teens are part of a summer work program called the Lac du Flambeau Youth Cultural Experience. Funded by the Economic Support Office, they spend about 20 hours, 4 days a week, working on cultural projects. Greg Johnson is the program supervisor.
The goal of this program is to educate and give our kids here an opportunity to work like our ancestors did.
And that's exactly what these students are doing.
We've collected cedar bark. We've made a couple wigwams. We learned how to make traditional flutes. We've learned how to gather traditional medicines.
Lacey Valier is one of the program's participants. Before this summer, she says she couldn't have imagined herself spending her school break learning about this culture. Now, she can't imagine being anywhere else.
It's just being able to bring the culture back after so long, because the wigwam that we built, the type that it wasn't made for over 100 years.
As school gears up for the fall, the summer program is winding down. But the lessons learned this summer will last much longer than a season. I'm Erin Gottsacker.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm,
championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.